Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 14, verses 32 to 36. Gethsemane, part 6. I'm taking a last look at these five verses, and I want to make an application of it. But there's a risk. Yes, I think we can and should use this passage as speaking to us as an example to us, brother and sister. But remember, before we get to the example button, we've got to come through the substitution. The first part of this great work, the main part of this great work, the primary part, is the fact that Christ was suffering in the garden and on the cross on behalf of his people. This is vicarious substitutionary atonement. And before we get to example, let's make sure we've really tasted Christ and know Christ as our substitute. But let me come to the application. What do we learn from these verses? Surely we've learned that we have a Savior, brother and sister, a Redeemer, who is fully sympathetic to us. Fully sympathetic. He's tasted far more suffering, greater depths than ever I shall know. I swimming at the shallow end in the shallows. The sufferings I have seen have been fathoms down in the deepest ocean, far beyond my comprehension. Yes, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things that he suffered, Hebrews 5:7-10. Therefore, Hebrews 4:15, we have a high priest, not who separate from us, but who, though being separate from us in the sense that he is not a sinner, nevertheless is one with us and is touched with our feelings. He has felt and known and experienced. He sympathizes with us, Hebrews 4:15. Secondly, in our troubles, let us learn from the Savior. What did he do? He prayed. He looked to God to help him. James 5:13. You're in trouble? Let him pray. Prayer is a sovereign remedy. I say that, and I agree with Cowper. He that knows the worth of prayer often wishes to be there. And foolishly, I don't. Yes. But here we have it, the real man. And so he sympathizes with us. And here he is showing me prayer is the best resource. I learn also that mutual support is necessary. I know some of us have to be alone. We're cut off. We're separated even from other believers. But this is not ideal. Jesus needed support from his apostles and disciples. Of course he had to suffer alone. But where he could find it, he found support. And brother and sister, we need it, and others need us too. Not Lone Ranger Christianity. The Savior teaches me to submit to God's sovereignty. Don't miss the word, I want this and I want that, I would love this, but nevertheless, and that's the word, nevertheless, that's the word, brother, sister. Nevertheless, your will be done. Again, see what sin is. Sinners love to think about the pleasures of sin, the delights of it, the fascination of it, the follies of it. Ah, yes, the pleasures. Oh, yeah. But my friend, this is the reality. This is the stark reality. The separation, the loneliness, the wretchedness, the misery. How often it ends like that, but it will end in eternity like it. A wretched separation from God. Learn from the garden what sin is. It's not the fun that people think it is. Think also, ask this question, what love is here displayed? Should make the Savior undergo the sufferings and the separation from God? Why, in my place condemned he stood, sealed my pardon with his blood. Do you know that? Oh, my brother and sister, we know that. Unbeliever, oh, that you would taste and see how gracious the Lord can be. I warn you, this is what eternity will be like, separate from God, unless you know him. I urge you to turn to him before it is too late. I close with a passage from 1 Peter chapter 2. As I say, the example is not the primary, but it is there. It is the substitutionary vicarious atonement that really comes over. But there is an example, and Peter said, to this you were called because Christ suffered for you, writing to believers, leaving you an example, believer, that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, and so on. Arm yourself with the same mind, 1 Peter 4, verse 1, and of course Philippians 2, let this mind be in you, that was also in Christ Jesus. Of course, that's all said to believers who know Christ as their Savior and Redeemer. Unbeliever, Christ is not your example until you know Christ is your Redeemer. So trust him now. Trust him now.